This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three, you can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about a podcast patent of some sorts that apparently... The ruling here is that Free Talk Live and other programs that have RSS feeds where people can download and listen to archives, we're not going to prison for calling it a podcast.
That's correct, Daryl.
Woohoo!
And I also have another story which we may want to touch on that says a man calls his girlfriend Yanni during sex and swears he said Laurel.
No, so we are not talking one? About the
that was a meme.
Newest...
That wasn't. That's no. Not what the whole thing was about, though.
I know it. That's a joke about the meme. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So every few months, and since you mentioned it, and now I want to stab you in the eyeball.
Johnny.
Every few months, there's some stupid thing that breaks the internet. Is it a blue dress? Is it a gold dress? What color's this shoe? Is this person saying Yachty? Is this person saying Laurel?
Well, we all
it's absolutely stupid arguments. And then instead of whoever posts the thing saying, here's what it actually is, people on the internet freak out.
I know. Isn't it fun?
No. I've got better stuff to do.
For everyone but you, Daryl. Everyone. And I do mean everyone but you.
I'll have to ask our Friday night Chris, who doesn't, even though he builds computers,
yeah, you're
he
just...
doesn't use the internet,
yeah,
really. So I'll ask him if he thinks it's fun.
He'll be fascinated by it. I'm confident in that.
No.
So this story comes to us from Ars Technica. Supreme Court declines to hear podcasting patent case, handing a win to EFF, which would be the Electronic
Frontier
Foundation that Daryl and I both support, and I know a lot of our listeners too. Yeah, I've kicked him some cash.
Well, no, there are some times where the EFF will come up with something, and I'm like, really, you're taking this position?
Yeah, and that's going to be with any organization,
yeah.
But on the whole, I think they've done great work.
Yes.
Podcasters, you can now engage in your lengthy Marone opens without the feeling of being legally targeted by a Texas company that many would consider to be a patent troll. On Monday, the Supreme Court of the United States declined to hear a case of Personal Audio versus Electronic Frontier Foundation. In short, the case in that case, it's all said and done. As ours reported in August 2017, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit affirmed the April 2015 inter parte review ruling, a process that allows anyone to challenge a patent's validity at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
All right, so before we continue with the article here, I realize this might sound strange to some people, but apparently there are people in existence that aren't aware of exactly what a podcast is.
Sure. And they may not be well aware of what a patent troll is.
Right. So let's briefly explain those things. And I think I did a somewhat good job of briefly explaining a podcast. The actual definition is a version of audio that can be downloaded through the use of an RSS feed. I don't know what the letters RSS stand for. I know it's a computer term. But if you have a smartphone, then chances are you have something that could be used as a podcast catcher or podcast aggregator.
Yeah, RSS is really simple syndication.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Like I said, I know the letters, and I have an RSS aggregator that since Google Reader died, then used Dig Reader, and Dig Reader just wound up dying.
Nah.
And so then I found something, but because I can't just open it in my web browser, I keep forgetting to open the program because it won't automatically open every day.
Yeah. The nice thing about RSS is you can sort of subscribe to a given website or things like that, and the developers or the owners of that website can say, okay, let's do an update, and you'll sort of automatically get it. And this sort of goes back to the original patent and what that involved.
Right. Now, and Adam Curry is generally regarded as the creator of podcasting, right? Like, he's called the Podfather.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Podfather.
That was after he was an MTV VJ.
Yes.
And that's going way,
and that's
way back
when MTV actually played music videos.
Believe it or not, kids, I've seen it. It's true.
Video killed the radio star, allegedly.
Yeah, but as a little bit of a background, I'll just read the rest of the story.
What's a patent troll? So we deep there on what is a podcast. What is a patent troll?
So patent trolls, as it's commonly used, are people or companies who will purchase patents and then attempt to sue anybody who uses what they believe or they think they can prove in court that patent covers. And they'll say, you know what? For example, Apple and Samsung have been going back and forth on this stuff for years.
Yes.
You made your phone designed more or less to the shape of the iPhone, therefore Samsung, you owe us $10 million.
Yeah, Apple claims to own, and so far they've not used this patent outside of the electronics field, but they claim to own all rectangles with rounded corners.
Yes.
I would love to see Apple try to sue Australian rules football and professional hockey.
Yeah, so that's the definition of a patent troll. Now, the question really becomes whether the people that EFF went after, which is personal audio, really are patent trolls, or whether at some point they did have a patent that was worthwhile. Back in 2013, personal audio began sending legal demand letters to numerous podcasters and companies like Samsung in an apparent attempt to cajole them into a licensing deal lest they be slapped with a lawsuit. Some of those efforts were successful. In August 2014, Adam Carolla raised about $500,000 as part of a possible legal defense fund. Carolla settled with Personal Audio, but it's unclear how much money, if any, changed hands. As Personal Audio began to gain more public attention, however, the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, stepped in to challenge Personal Audio's U.S. patent 8,112,504. That patent describes, quote, a system for disseminating media content representing episodes in a serialized sequence. So that's basically what their patent covers. And basically they've said that, no, that patent is not a valid patent, and you can't go after people for providing, quote, system for disseminating media content representing episodes in a serialized sequence. So I thought it was a good judgment. And, you know,
it could have been a better judgment, meaning that the Supreme Court could have actually heard the case and then wound up saying, yeah, Personal Audio, you're a patent troll, you don't own this patent, you've never owned this patent, and go make things right with Adam Curry that you had previously settled with.
Adam Carolla, yeah. And that's true. What the Supreme Court did was just basically decline to hear it, so it left standing the ruling in the previous, in the lower court.
Right.
So it's just one of those things, and, you know, not a lot of people realize that the whole idea of, you know, patents and being able to protect your work, that's in the Constitution.
Right. And the original patent law was for a period of, I believe it was 7 years, and on copyrights, the 7 years could be extended a single time so that you had a copyright for 14 years. Now in the United States, if things are a private creation, the copyright lasts the life of the creator plus 70 years, or a flat 125 years if it's a corporate creation.
Wow.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Please, download our podcast. Share it.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind coming up. Chris, you're going to tell us about the deputy from Broward County that, well, he's about to be set for life. You can tell us about that here in just a second. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about a website that you can go to find out all kinds of news about various cryptocurrencies and things in the cryptocurrency world, and that is news.bitcoin.com. Most recent headline as of the time that I'm reading this, Open Bazaar enables decentralized peer-to-peer trading of 44 cryptocurrencies. Chris, have you ever actually used Open Bazaar? Are you familiar with this?
I know it well. I just haven't used it yet.
Yeah, so it's a platform that there's not a centralized server for this thing. So anybody that wants to run the Open Bazaar program just downloads it, and then, you know, like there's some kind of back end. I don't know how it connects. I don't know the technical stuff. I just know it works. And they've made some upgrades over the last year or so to where it's easier to use than ever before. To where originally, if you had an Open Bazaar store, you had to have the program running constantly. And right, if you closed the program, your store went away. But not too long ago, they made a change to where once you have a store, it continues to exist as long as someone somewhere is running the program. And now implementing decentralized peer-to-peer cryptocurrency trading. Again, you can find that story as well as all kinds of cryptocurrency-related news over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, and Daryl and I, it's always good when a couple hosts bring in the same story, and both of us brought in a story from Reason, and this has to do with the deputy, which I'm sure everybody remembers while the school shooter was active down in Florida. One of the resource officers who was a sheriff's
deputy.
Scott Peterson just kind of, he went outside where it was safe, and he got criticized for doing that. And
yes,
he ended up, I believe, getting fired. But
criticized not just by the media, but I believe by his own department and by other police officers as well.
You bet. So just to show you that people took this seriously, Scott Peterson, the Broward County Sheriff's deputy, who failed to engage the Parkland High School shooter, he got what he deserved, is eligible to receive an annual pension in excess of six figures. Wait, that can't be right.
No.
No, that is right. Yeah, so this guy who failed to save lives,
you read that correctly, then yes, that's right. If by right versus wrong,
yeah,
then no.
Yeah, so this guy hangs out outside, stays where it's safe, and basically gets summarily fired for that. And his punishment is going to be able to retire with an annual salary of $104,000 a year. Pretty good, huh, Heather?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All in a day's work.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun Sentinel obtained records from Florida Department of Management Services showing that Peterson, who retired in the weeks after the February 14th shooting, is due to collect $8,700 per month. That works out to slightly more than $104,000 a year.
See, and the reason he's able to collect the pension, he retired before they could fire him.
There you go. Peterson, who is 55 years old, will be able to receive that pension for the rest of his life, and the Broward County taxpayers will cover 50% of his health insurance premiums.
What did he do? Did he just leave the scene? Like, what exactly is the story with that? I remember there was controversy about him. I can't remember what.
Yeah, it was for whatever reason, he took up a position behind behind a police car outside of the school. And the standard
for about 4.5 minutes. It took him 1.5 minutes to get from wherever he was to that position.
Right.
Which I'm not criticizing because response takes time.
Right.
But then once he wound up getting near a door that he could actually enter,
right,
he just stayed outside.
Yeah.
Was he instructed to stay outside from the other law enforcement?
According to other law enforcement, no, but it was, I don't doubt that it was a confusing situation, but I will also say this. In emergency response and in emergency management, ever since Columbine, the standard procedure is you engage the shooter. Nobody sets up a perimeter around a school and waits to negotiate while some psycho is in there killing people. You confront him, you engage him, you distract him, you do whatever you can to stop him from killing students. And that was not what this guy did. So for that, he's going to receive $104,000 a year plus 50% of his health care insurance premiums paid for by Broward County taxpayers. Peterson earns more than $101,000 during his final year of service, the Sun Sentinel reports. That includes about a $75,600 in base salary, with the rest coming from overtime pay and other forms of compensation. As Reason has previously reported, this is Reason Magazine, Peterson has been the school resource officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School since 2009, and he has been employed, been an employee of the Broward County Sheriff's Office since 1985. This means Peterson put in at least 25 years at the job, an important threshold for accruing pension benefits under state law. The pensions afforded to Florida sheriffs are based on a calculation that starts with the average of the employee's five highest paid years. That average is then multiplied by a percentage that varies based on how many years an employee has worked and at what job.
Now, I will say that I know some government employees that when they know they're getting ready to retire, they'll wind up taking all the overtime they can for those last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
They don't take any sick days. They don't take any vacation days because the calculations in some places, it's based on the last, you know, like 3 or 5 years.
Yeah.
This, it says the highest. So, all right, still, if he knows, oh, yeah, I'm going to retire in several years, go ahead, start taking all that overtime. Don't take sick days. Don't take vacation. And then you artificially increase what your highest earnings were for a year.
Yeah. So if this guy worked for, you know, say Starbucks or Walmart, I really wouldn't care. But the fact that he's a public employee and he's gaming the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers
me. How
many because
private places actually wind up offering pensions now?
There are a few, and they're mostly, I think, your more traditional types of companies. Like where I used to work, which was in a dental insurance company, they still had some pension. It was not enough to live on, not live well on. But if you combine that with 401k and things like that.
Yeah, I was under
the
impression.
Did you hear about the other school resource officer that, like, ran in recently and, like, saved the school? He, like, stopped a school shooter?
I did read a story about that, yes.
Was, like, Dixon High School or something?
Something like that. We'll pull that one up, too. But
yeah, I was under the impression that it's really only people that work union jobs that wind up getting pensions, which is one of the reasons that the car companies had to be bailed out because they're paying all these people that retired 40 years ago. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453-FREE, 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've been telling us about the heroic officer down in Parkland, Florida, who is getting a pension of $104,000. For the rest of his life.
And half his health care paid for, so you got that too.
Yes. So story here coming from Reason.com, and I think there's a little bit more to the story here.
There is. Law enforcement employees and other public employees in so-called, quote, high-risk positions earn a multiplier of 3% for every year worked.
All right, so let's go back and explain that multiplier,
yeah.
Because Reason explains the way that there are calculations based on Scott Peterson's 25 years on the job in Broward County, and then it takes the average of the top five highest paid years, and then there's a multiplier that says here the average is then multiplied by a percentage that varies based on how many years an employee has worked and at what job, and then that's
correct.
Where this 3% high-risk position multiplier comes in.
Yeah, and pensions are usually public pensions are fairly complicated when it comes to this stuff. So
yes.
On top of all that calculation that got him from, you know, $75,000 or $101,000 this year, that was his base pay during his final year of service.
Right.
Then and $75,600, it just keeps going. So here's another multiplier. That means Peterson put in at least 25 years on the job. Law enforcement employees and other public workers in high risk positions earn a multiplier of 3% for every year worked. Other public workers earn a lower multiplier, usually 2%. This is in Florida and every state.
Right.
I'm sure it's going to be different. After 25 years in service, a law enforcement employee like Peterson would have earned a pension equal to 75% of the average of his five highest paid years during his final 10 years of employment. Under Florida law, pension payouts are capped at 100% of this figure, known as the, quote, final annual salary.
All right.
This specific situation sheds light on the broader implications of public retirement costs in Florida and around the country. An employee like Peterson, who was, by all accounts, a typical deputy in the Broward County Sheriff's Office before his unfortunate rise to national prominence this month, is afforded a retirement package that kicks in at age 52 and allows him to collect a pension even if he pursues other work after his retirement. It's vastly different from what most private sector workers can expect to receive. The difference is premised on the idea that Peterson put his life on the line in a high-risk profession, except, of course, that Peterson did not put his life on the line when the moment arose.
Right, and I've seen these lists that come out every couple of years showing, you know, what are actually the most dangerous jobs, and it's things like logger,
right.
Alaskan crab fishermen.
Yeah. Yeah, police rate, they don't rate low. I wouldn't call it a completely safe position. But
it's not in the top 10.
No, and garbage man is...
a school police officer.
Well, right, and garbage man is a more, not a deadlier job, but a more dangerous job than being a police officer.
Right,
you know,
and
statistically
speaking, USA Today actually put out the list January of this year, the 25 most dangerous jobs, and of course this is one of those where you've got to scroll through a list here. Logging workers, number one, fishermen and other related fishing workers. And then they give a breakdown of the fatal injuries, the total injuries, the most common accidents, et cetera.
Right.
So for the fishing-related things, 86 fatal injuries per 100,000 workers for a total of 24 fatal injuries in the last year that they had records, which was 2016.
How the hell do they all die?
Doing
what? They fall off or fall overboard?
That accounts for a lot of them.
George Clooney movie. What was that? Hmm? Oh, The Perfect Storm.
Oh, is that really how most of them die? Is falling overboard?
So
probably not so dramatically.
There's the show on History Channel that has the Alaskan crab fishermen.
Yeah, there's
the
Deadliest Catch. And,
yeah. During the that season of crab fishing, there's an average of one fatality per year or per season just for the crab fishermen.
Right.
Because somebody is going to wind up falling overboard and the water is freezing, and unless you're pulled out of the water in like 30 seconds, you're going to wind up getting hypothermia and dying. You also have these huge, giant metal crates that are being flung around. Logging workers, again, number one, 135.9 workers per or fatal injuries per 100,000 workers for a total of 91 fatal injuries, 900 non-fatal injuries. Most common? Struck by a falling object.
Yeah.
Number three, aircraft pilots and flight engineers. Number four, roofers.
Wait, so aircraft pilots and flight engineers?
Yes. 55 deaths per 100,000 workers for a total of 75 fatal injuries, what? 470 non-fatal. The most common accident is overexertion and bodily reaction.
Are these like little planes?
Well, it includes all kinds of planes.
Yeah, the thing is I would venture that given the limited number of pilots... And the fact that you're going to have a certain number of fatalities every year from crashes, plus you're going to have 75, all your other injuries. And,
75 fatal injuries in 2016 for pilots and flight engineers. And again, this doesn't include just commercial airline pilots. It also includes test pilots.
I see those little ones crash all the time.
Military.
I remember on the Cape, there was one of those little like mini airports where you had like those dinky little planes or whatever. And it just seemed
little
like...
Cessnas.
At least once or twice a year, somebody would crash those things. It's pretty crazy. It's like more common than you'd think, and I'm wondering because you don't see too many commercial airlines.
Yeah. Refuse and recyclable material collectors.
Yep. What number?
This is number 5. There were 34.1 fatal injuries per 100,000 workers, total of 31 injuries, 6,100 non-fatal injuries. Most common accidents are falls, slips, and trips.
Yep. So where
median salary is 35,000, and again, this is a list where I'm having to click individual.
Find police.
Farmers, number 8. First line supervisors of construction, number 9. Miscellaneous agriculture. I'm scrolling through trying to find police at number 14.
So, garbage men made on average $35,000 a year. How much do police on average make?
Median annual wage $59,680.
Okay.
So, how many police fatalities?
There were 14.6 per 100,000 for a total of 108. The most common accident is intentional injury by other person. There's also a large number of heart attacks and vehicle accidents.
Yep, that makes sense. But the point being, and you'll often hear this, especially around budget time, or when crime goes up, is, you know, our troopers are out there, they're putting their lives on the line every day, and not to belittle anybody's job, because I certainly wouldn't want to be in a position to stare down a bad guy with a gun if he intends to shoot me. But, you know, if you're a logger in New Hampshire, your odds are better of getting killed by getting hit by a tree than an officer getting hit by a bullet.
Taxi driver number 17, 60 fatal injuries in 2016, 2,700 non-fatal injuries. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Vermont allowing Canadian prescriptions? This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? all thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in these closing moments, and if you're on the phones now, we will be able to get to you. We'll actually get to the phones here in just a second, but first, I want to make sure that I tell you what I'm going to be doing the first weekend in November. I'm going to be running in the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far, in the year 2018, there have been 7 Innocence Project clients that have been exonerated for crimes that they did not commit using DNA testing. In some of these cases, the Innocence Project had to fight for years to even get the right to test the DNA. With your help, they can help even more of their clients. Head over to run.freetalklive.com. Make a contribution to the Innocence Project. Help me secure my spot in the race on Team Innocence Project. I've unofficially reached the goal where I've got some matching funds that I'm waiting to come in, but while those funds are yet to come in, head over to run.freetalklive.com. Make a donation, because even once I do make the minimum threshold that's required, which is $3,500, the Innocence Project is still going to wind up needing help. They're going to need more money to help even more clients. Run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from Jackson, Mississippi, listening to us on WKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just going to comment about that deputy's pension thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
That guy, and if you figure it out to a monthly, break it down to a 40-hour work week, he is going to be making $54 an hour that the taxpayers have to fund now. That is crazy.
Yeah, the recent article here mentions the monthly payment is going to be $8,700 per month.
Yeah, that is nuts. How can you even spend eight grand a month when you're retired? You know, that is crazy. We had a similar situation here in town. We're just a little 33,000 population city. Our city clerk when she retired, it turned out that she was getting paid $109,000 a year to be our city clerk.
Yep.
And all she had to do was manage the voter records and run the elections when they come up. When she retired, they replaced her with a part-time city clerk that was going to be paid $20,000 a year.
So did that city clerk not have to manage the city council meeting minutes? Because I know that that's one of the things that the city clerks here wind up doing.
I don't know. I'm going by just the description on the website for city clerk. It says job responsibilities, manage voters' records, and manage local elections. That's the only thing under her job description.
The real problem that municipalities and states and government at all levels across this country face is they've allowed this to become the norm.
Right.
We've allowed this to become the norm. So when you have, and it's union jobs and it's public service jobs, you know, so how many years is this? Did they say how old she was? Was she 65 or?
I think when she retired or when she stopped, she just wanted to quit being the city clerk. I guess she decided she made enough money or something. I think she was in her early 50s maybe or something.
Okay.
So she's still got a long time to go. But so, $109,000 and she's replaced by a part-time one that can do her job, and they're going to give her $20,000.
Well, forget the annual numbers. What it's going to cost the taxpayers? Let's say she retired at 55 and she's going to, you know, live to be 85 years old. There's 30 years times $100,000, or anyone?
Bueller, isn't Bueller, that close to like $3 million?
$3 million. You're going to pay that woman to knit, golf, do whatever she does. Yeah. $3 million.
And then when the people are objecting to this, they went to the meetings, and people are objecting about the high pay for the city commissioners and the clerks and all this stuff in our city. What do you think they did in response to that? Next meeting, they all gave themselves a raise.
Of course they did.
Of course they gave themselves a raise. David, thank you for the call. We had a former code enforcer here in Keene, New Hampshire, who had also retired as a police officer and retired from like some other government job. Oh, so he was collecting
double dipping or triple dipping.
He was taking two pensions while being a code enforcer and then retired from the code enforcer
thing. Triple dipper.
Three different pensions.
Yep.
And New Hampshire have a problem with it.
Yeah, New Hampshire's reasons. Tried to get around that, and you'll see a lot of public employees in this state that, you know, I retired from this job, and then I went to work over here, and it's
right,
nuts.
And because it's a different department, it's not the same sort of thing. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes, I worked today for about 2 hours. I talked to about 150 people about the one place that's open to vote. So I voted there 2 days ago. But out of the 150 people, only three people knew about that place. Everybody was like, really? It's open? It's like, where? They're like, really? They're open? Well, I'm just kind of really amazed, you know?
All right, hold on. So you said that you worked for about 2 hours. Did you wind up getting paid for that?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
No, it's volunteer work. I do a lot of volunteer. It's a get the vote out. If I do volunteer, but that's what I choose to do. But I feel
okay, so you volunteered.
You volunteered.
You didn't work. Work means that somebody pays you in exchange for your labor.
No, you could do volunteer work. I think it's so.
Work
is work. It's physical activity. Pay is pay.
So how about getting a job? I'm just curious. I've never asked you this.
You know what? It's a very complicated issue. I didn't know this was a Social Security call-in show that I got to explain all my disabilities. You know, I don't know. You guys, you know what? You guys been asking me for in and this show for 10 years. Are you the one that decide whether I qualify or not?
Not at all. I'm just curious if every time you bring up something that you volunteer from, it just sounds like you enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with liking what you do. I'm just saying, is there some way that you could turn that into something where you were compensated for doing something you like to do?
Well, there's no pay for this. Nobody's going to pay you to inform the voters the location.
Oh, let me give you a name. Can you write this down? It's George Soros. That's S-O-R-O-S. I want you to Google him, find him, and he will pay you to do what you're doing right now.
Chris, you're forgetting Sarah doesn't use the internet.
Okay, I'm sure George Soros, if you can borrow somebody else's phone, they can get you his number.
Go to the public library. Libraries generally have computers that are connected to this thing called the internet.
Yep. He's insanely wealthy, and he could probably hook you up.
But there probably are various organizations that would wind up compensating for doing various election-related things. I know that here in New Hampshire, I see people say that they're doing some kind of something for the Americans for Prosperity. I know that there are people that wind up getting paid to collect petitions to get either ballot initiatives placed on the ballot or to get candidates placed on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like doing volunteer work. Just like mothers and housewives, they do not get paid. They do work. And they're never valued. They're treated the same way they treat me.
You're getting paid.
The work is worthless. They don't get paid.
So you on. Who says that mothers are not valued?
You get paid from the government.
What do you say to me? Because I'm volunteer. If I don't get paid, I do volunteer work. You treat me the same way that you treat housewives. That's how they were treated. You know what? Their work and my work is just as much value.
I'm not saying that it doesn't provide value to you. I'm not saying
that you didn't do something productive this afternoon. I just said that it, by definition, was not work because you were not compensated financially for it.
Well, that's why you say housewife is not really working. They just walk around and cook and eat and they run around with children. They just have fun, right?
My girlfriend would tear you up on that one.
Sarah, claiming that something by definition is not work does not mean that I don't value people. Thank you for the call. Not really. We're done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And you can download the podcast if you aren't listening live. And I'm not going to get sued by that patent troll for saying podcast. This has been Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.